Today is Thursday, the 31st of October, the memorial of Saint Alphonsus Rodriguez, in the 30th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Taizé sing Ubi Caritas. Wherever love is true, God is there. Today's reading is from the letter to the Romans.
If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not, with him, also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
At first glance, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez may not seem particularly remarkable. Born in Spain in 1532, St. Alphonsus married and had three children, but found himself a widower aged only 31. Despite some fairly major setbacks, he finally entered the Society of Jesus aged 40. For the next 46 years, he served as porter in the college at Valencia, where, so he said, he imagined God himself standing outside the door every time he heard a knock. In this way, he served all who knocked at his door with humility and devotion. It's quite clear from the way St. Alphonsus behaved that he was truly committed to reflecting that immense love of God that St. Paul speaks about in the letter to the Romans. Could the same be said of us? If the image of God is present in those we like, then we have to accept, and this can be difficult, that it is also present in those we find harder to relate to. Think of someone who falls into that category, and consciously try to find God in them. Try and pray for them today. As you listen again, reflect on the actions of St. Alphonsus. He was able to see God in all things and in all people. Think for a moment of those people who have really shown you God. Give thanks for them as you listen now.
If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us. Will he not, with him, also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
In his letter, St. Paul says that love is stronger than force. Nothing can overcome the love of Christ. Spend some time also opening your heart to God. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.